Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena, Sam, how are you?
Good. Good morning, morning. I'm really good. Can I just say that if the prize pack wasn't enough to draw people in, the way that you two presented it is like the icing on the cake.
Thank you, Sam.
Like,
thanks.
It,
we
it
do
was
try.
Beautiful.
Oh,
it was
beautiful.
It made everything so exciting.
I'm glad to hear it. Hey, we're talking about air fryers today, and we're already getting texts about it from the listeners. Someone said that they're on the fence with air fryers, so Sam is going to heavily influence their thinking today. Basically, they're putting their present buying decision over to you, Sam, so you're here for the hard sell.
Oh my gosh, what an honour. I guess I'm a spokesperson now. Okay, so what is it? And it's, if you're on TikTok, if you're on any social media platform, and somehow food is in your algorithm of the things that it's presented to you, you will definitely have come across some food influencers presenting some TikTok. And it's almost too much, but also sometimes it's not enough. It's one of those things. And that is the magic of social media.
Yes.
Okay, so what is it? It's taken the world by storm. Everyone's talking about it. It is the hottest thing on the kitchen appliance list at the moment. And is it the next George Foreman grill? That's what I keep asking.
Do you know
what I mean? Yeah. The promise of health and crunch and affordability and not a lot of commitment is kind of the main thing that draws you in, and I guess why a lot of people are on the fence, or the people who do buy it generally kind of go, oh no, I got sucked in, but I'll gram it anyway, and
you
kind of laugh about it. So
okay.
It's quite funny. Okay, let me explain what it is. It is a small countertop convection oven designed to simulate deep frying, right?
Ooh,
so,
okay.
But what is a convection oven?
Yeah, I was about to ask. So, science, it's been a while since I've done convection. It's a word I remember from year 11 biology, maybe, but that's about it.
If you have a oven that has fan bake on it, you have a convection oven in your house.
Okay.
So it is basically a fan that is heatproof that circulates hot air around the food at a high speed. So that is what an air fryer is. So it doesn't fry, it just circulates your food with hot air.
Okay.
But
so it's like a hard bake.
It's like a really strong hair blower, essentially.
Okay.
So temperatures can reach up to 250 degrees Celsius. It allows food to crisp up rapidly, and it only takes about 5 minutes to heat up to 220 degrees Celsius, depending on what model you buy. They range from like $100 to $700.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. It started in 2010 when Philips introduced the air fryer brand of convection ovens at a consumer electronics fair in Berlin. They patented it as the rapid air technology, but since then, that's kind of disappeared, and now everyone's just saying air fryer.
Air fryer.
Yeah.
Rapid air technology.
Yeah. Convection ovens are not new. Since the 1900s, early to mid-1900s, it was already invented. But it is now very much hot topic. And why it's grown a huge popularity is because the fact that you can create French fries with just like a few spray of cooking oil.
Got you, okay.
But is it any different to a convection oven from your standalone oven?
I was about to ask that. I was like, okay, I'm imagining my oven. It's got fan bake. It can go up to 250 degrees.
Yep.
Do I need a little air fryer to go next to like that actual oven I own in my house?
And honestly, the answer after some research is it's up to you. So you can still mimic it. However, because of the size of a normal, regular, traditional oven, you probably won't be cooking a lot of your food on an oven rack.
Yeah.
And you probably won't be pulling it out midway or every 25% of your cook time to give it a shake or a stir, right? So it's that because it's of the size, it's so small that it's so easy to just pull that basket out, give it a shake, and put it back into the machine.
I had a friend who, so I thought for ages that air fryers were like a joke. I didn't really realize they're a real thing, and that's right. Just my own food ignorance here. And then I had a friend who lives in a really tiny apartment, and they have a microwave and an air fryer and like a stovetop. And for them, that was like, well, I don't have an oven in here, so this is actually quite helpful for me because it just sits nicely on my bench, which, you know, is a good point, useful for small spaces.
Yes, useful for small spaces, or if you're cooking for one. If you're cooking for one, or if you're cooking sides for two, this is perfect. And in fact, it's super easy. Because it takes 5 minutes to heat up, it uses less power and resources as a traditional oven.
We do like
oven.
That, yeah.
Yeah, and if you're just cooking like or baking a side of vegetables, this is a really good alternative for it. You can crisp up, say, Brussels sprouts or cook green beans with the right amount of browning and still have that juicy interior in about 8 minutes. So
Whoa.
It's, yeah, so like five Whoa. Minutes to heat up and then 8 minutes in the air fryer for serving for probably two people.
This However, sounds like something from the Jetsons, you know?
Yeah.
However, if you were trying to air fry, say, a big slab of roast beef, probably not the best thing to do.
Okay.
because it is quite small, it loses a lot of its heat if you have a high-density food product in the middle of it. So, again, it's one of those things where it's like, if you have the kitchen space, if you're cooking for one, or if you are cooking a lot of sides regularly, I think this is a good option to have. It also allows for the option to dehydrate food. But does it fry food without fat? And the answer is no.
Okay, because I was about to ask that. One of the key kind of points of frying is the, like, fat that you fry the thing in. And we've had someone text in and say they make healthier, tastier homemade KFC in their Ooh. Air fryer, which, you know what, that's great.
I'm sold.
I'm stoked for you. But I'm still, like, a lot of the things you want to fry, the point is kind of also getting that, like, nice oily goodness as well.
Yeah, the flavor of oil itself is one of the biggest draw cards in deep fried food, and it's not just the crunch itself.
Yeah.
Also, the crunch is generally not as deep, so it will have like a thinner crunch coating than a traditional deep fry. And the thing is that without oil or fat, you actually can't create that Maillard reaction, which is that browning of sugar caramelization of food and protein. But again, it's like it's got its pros and it's got its cons.
So are you a fan of the air fryer? Do you have an air fryer? Do you use it regularly?
I don't have an air fryer. I know people that do, that live on their own. And it's a really, from what I hear and the recipes that they describe, it's a really good way to just have your every night meals.
Right.
If just, yeah, your regular non-performing meals that you go viral on TikTok. And if you look at the viral TikTok videos that use air fryers, they're really, really small portions of food,
okay.
usually.
So if you're looking to go viral on TikTok, this is the thing for you.
Yeah, 100%.
In defense of the air fryer.
Okay, so Zoe, at the start of the show, Sam, Zoe was telling us that she used to live in a flat that had an air fryer.
Yes.
Then the flatmate with the air fryer moved out and Zoe was heartbroken because she'd become very attached to the air fryer.
I loved the air fryer. It was the best thing that had ever happened to me. I would call my parents and talk about the air fryer and they would be like, isn't that just a little oven that sits on your bench? And I was like, you don't understand. It was fantastic for just like, you know, cooking a bit of fish or chips. I loved it. And I lived in that flat for over a year and I've, you know, I miss it a lot for the air fryer.
Sorry to 100%. The flatmates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, and them.
I agree with you. And it has a lot of pros. And again, if you have that bench space, do it. And if you're cooking a lot of singular meals, like this is also a really great way to do it. You're saving energy. You're encouraged to actually take care of the food a little bit more, like taking it out midway, giving it a shake. That's essentially rotating your food
right.
before putting it back in for it to finish. So you're actually almost understanding cooking a little bit more without knowing it.
That is quite interesting. So I feel like the conclusion we've come to is like, if you want to, get one. Do you need
100%.
It? No. Thank you for bringing us the air fryer this morning, Sam. I've thoroughly enjoyed this. We will see you again next week or hear you again next week.
Yes, thank you.
Ka kite.
Bye.
Food for thought.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
All right.